Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for the July 3rd game here in Biloxi. It's Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Isaac Collins. Isaac, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem, Javik.
Congratulations on that first homer. That has to feel good to get that out of the way, especially in a new organization.
For sure. Definitely got the monkey off my back there. I was going a little crazy, wondering if I was ever going to hit one, but, you know, you just got to trust the process, and eventually got a good pitch to hit and did some damage on it.
Well, talking about a new organization, you're about halfway through your first year with the Brewers. What's it been like getting a bit more comfortable each and every day with the Brewers organization?
It's been nice. The guys on the team here have made it very easy for me to kind of transition over here. I've already made some good friendships and relationships with these dudes, and the coaching staff's been great. So, honestly, the transition has been super easy.
What's been your favorite part of the transition over to the Brewers organization and the Shuckers clubhouse?
Favorite part, obviously, it has to be the people. My teammates here are great. Everyone gets along really well. I enjoy coming to the clubhouse every day and just playing cards and just hanging out, really. So that's probably my favorite part.
And you're sort of the average age of a player on this team, which is not the case in Double A normally, where guys are maybe a couple years older even than you. What's that like with a real young clubhouse? How much fun does that make it?
It's fun. Like I said, it's more of a summer ball college feel here. My time in Triple A it didn't really feel like that. Obviously, the guys were much older. I was the youngest guy on the team there. But here, it's like everyone's young, and so everyone is just here to have fun, and the camaraderie in the clubhouse is definitely one of the best I've been a part of.
You talk about how it's like a summer ball vibe. You've got a couple of former summer ball teammates playing here in the Southern League. You played with the Wareham Gateman back in 2018, won a Cape Cod League title, and played alongside Austin Shenton, who is currently in the league with the Montgomery Biscuits. What's it like getting to reconnect with those guys after playing with them all the way in the Cape back a couple of years ago?
It's cool. I mean, yeah, we were in Montgomery a few weeks ago, and I was talking to Shenton on the base pass and messaging him after the games and stuff, and it's really cool just seeing everyone get to where we are now. And obviously I have a few other teammates that are already in the big leagues, and we're all obviously on this journey together. Everyone's kind of going on their different paths, but it's definitely cool to cross paths with these guys again.
Is it so impressive for you guys to look back at that Cape League team and be like, hey, 5 years later, we're hanging out in Double A, Triple A, Andrew Vaughn, Bryson Stott, also in the big leagues? That has to be kind of a big wow factor of how good that team was and how talented you guys are.
Yeah, we had an extremely talented team for sure. I know guys like Ryan Kreiler, they're in the big leagues. Ken Waldichuk's in the big leagues. You know, there's a bunch of other guys that are in Double A, Triple A with other orgs. The fact that we won the championship, like, definitely shows that we had quite a bit of talent on that team throughout the entire year, because a lot of those guys had to leave for Team USA and stuff. But that was a very eye-opening summer for myself, and definitely changed the course of my career. And if it wasn't for that summer, I know for a fact I would not be here right now.
Now you're sitting in Biloxi, and a couple weeks ago you got to have probably one of the more special moments of your career. You made your Triple-A debut in St. Paul in the state of Minnesota. How special was that for you as a Minnesota kid to make your Triple-A debut in your home state?
That was surreal, honestly. Playing at CHS Field was unbelievable, because the last time I played there was in high school for our state tournament. So the fact that it all kind of came full circle and I was able to play there in AAA, and my family was there, my high school football coach was there, high school baseball coach was there, friends from back home all came to the series. So it was crazy. And I ended up proposing to my girlfriend out there. So that week was probably one of the more memorable weeks of my entire life, to be honest.
Well, congratulations to you and your fiance. That caps off a big week.
Yeah, exactly. It was crazy how it all worked out, really.
How fantastic, too, was it to have some of your old coaches at the game? Because you didn't grow up too far from CHS Field. Maple Grove, where you grew up, is about 20, 30 minutes away.
Yeah, that meant a lot for them to come there. And they were there to see my opening AAA debut. So And I made sure to tell them after the game that, hey, like, I would not be here without you guys. And I had very good coaches in high school, especially my high school football coach. And so the fact that he was able to see that and took the time out of his day to come and watch my debut meant a lot.
What's it like for a kid growing up in Maple Grove? Because you played football and baseball. There's a lot of kids, and especially in Minnesota, where it's hockey all year round. What was it like for you growing up as a kid with that basketball, with the baseball and football background?
It was fun. I mean, like, nowadays it seems like kids just stick to one sport. Like, I know a lot of my teammates who are from the South, they mostly just played baseball growing up, but in Minnesota, you can't really play baseball in the winter. So, or, I mean, you can play fall ball, but I loved all the sports. I played football, basketball, baseball. I would just mess around and play tennis, ping pong, literally any sport I could get my hands on, I'd play it. But I think the fact that I was able to play all three sports as long as I did helped, you know, my competitive edge and helped me get to where I am today. And it was fun growing up, being able to play all those sports and meeting all those guys and making all those friends throughout those years.
Ping pong, have you tried the ping pong table in here? Have you run the table a bit?
I have not got on the ping pong table yet, but there's definitely some memories of my brother and I going after in the basement for sure.
Well, Isaac, thanks much for joining us. Congrats on now being engaged, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the M Braves at 6:35.